Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, Saturday, December 27th, 2014. We're right before Christmas and New Year, so I thought I'd do a Between Christmas and New Year show. Insight and outlook for understanding the overview of emerging Christ mass conscience in a millennial golden age. That's getting out there along the lines of cosmic love. So I thought I'd go over some different things today. The local weather here in Montana, it's blustery, snowy, cold, freezing. But there's reggae dancing at Chico Hot Springs tonight. So for the local people listening, meet you in the hot pool, and we'll do our weekend cardio on the dance floor. As for cosmic weather, we've since entered Capricorn on the solstice, and we've got not just the sun in Capricorn, but we had moon in the Capricorn, a new moon right at the time of the solstice, and it's, of course, gone on to the next sign. And now we've got Venus there in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn. Mercury's in Capricorn. Capricorn's kind of a heavy energy. A lot of people are dealing with that. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, tangible manifestation. And that's local and global, that's tangible manifestation in terms of, you might say, the collective conscious field, the deep space energies of Capricorn that we're aligned with at this time of the year. So kind of a serious tone for a lot of people feeling some heavy energy. That's why I recommend you get out and dance tonight if you can. But other than that, I wanted to go over some different things. The geopolitical scene's kind of interesting, heating up, you might say. Obama did sanctions all these years. He's clearing the sanctions, actually, for Cuba. So they pretty much come to the conclusion the sanctions didn't work. They just propped up the dictatorship in Cuba, Fidel and his brother. And the people have been kind of frozen in time. You know, if you look at pictures of Cuba, they're driving around cars from the 50s and 60s. But at the same time, Obama administration is increasing sanctions in Russia. You know, it's almost like sanctions don't work, but we're pushing Russia into the arms of China with sanctions. I mean, you know, Putin's been trading with China. They're starting to set up their own gold exchange, gold currency, getting off the U.S. dollar, which doesn't have good portents for the U.S. economy and Europe's economy. This is the geopolitical reality that we see on the global stage. And a lot of interesting things been going on with the shift of collective consciousness, with the global internet, with people waking up to all this crazy stuff that's going on, cognitive dissonance, you know, like the thing of lifting sanctions with Cuba, but increasing sanctions with Russia, like we did with Iran, and look how that's worked out. So all that aside, there's a lot of saber rattling globally, but you know, in the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of a future that is what we make it. You know, my motto has been, you know, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. So I thought we'd focus on some positive things. I did a little review of positive things in my life and some overview in the world with my Christmas letter, which is at heartcom.org, /Christmas2014.htm. That link is on my Cosmic Love homepage, the archives page. If you're listening to this in the future, you'll have a chance to click on that and look at that. And some update with my personal family and the global family, the family of mankind, and what's going on with some big changes with holistic healing and what I call the Hermitian matrix, the green pill, you know, as an alternative to the red pill and the blue pill, the green pill for holistic healing in all of our social, political, and economic institutions, at least our core ones, you know, with management, media, medicine, and marketing. and the megatrends that are shaping, you know, the big shift in the collective consciousness of humanity with the internet. You might say from the internet to the internet through the outernet. And, of course, I have links to explain what I'm talking about there. Some of you are already aware of that. I've been dealing with that subject, going into it on my blog at the HeartCom Network. I hope some of you have had a chance to keep up on that. I have links, again, on that on the Cosmic Love homepage there at the bottom when I refer to the Hermitian Matrix and Global Telecare. So there's a lot of information there you may find interesting. Those who are listening today and have had a chance to maybe see some of these links and blogs and then would like to call into the show, there's call-in information. Don't always do that, but you know, in the spirit of wrapping up 2014 and looking forward to a new year, you know, I'd like to keep the faith, like I say, and see the good. And so if you'd like to discuss some of the subjects that are on the HeartCom Network page, I'm certainly open to that. I've got plenty to discuss in the meantime. There's a lot of news items that I'd like to go over. And this concept of what's going on with holistic healing, I think, is one of the most important things, global holistic healing and global telecare, that subject. I provided a link on that, again, as I mentioned, on the Cosmic Love page. And I refer to it as the thought form of the year. In other words, global holistic healing and what this will look like with the internet health breakthrough with global telecare. And again, telecare is like community, telecom, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecommerce. What's going on with the internet with the next big phase of the computer internet revolution, which is in process, you know, from hardware, then it went to software emphasis, and then netware, and now we're seeing heartware evolving, emerging. The concept of heartware and what that will mean for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with mass-to-mass telecommunications. So this concept of mass-to-mass telecommunications, how 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time, and it's becoming a reality with an interactive interface to make that possible. That's a function of the language of consciousness itself, the language of light, the language of consciousness, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and how that corresponds to an interactive interface with three numbers in sequence, creates a dot in the cube, and how the cosmic cube of a unified field of 100 or a million people responding to a program, what that will look like as a field of dots in this cube, and representation of the collective conscience, you know, depending on the context and meaning at any one time that people are using this three numbers in sequence evaluation criteria, that corresponds to the dimensions of brightness scale, again, from upper brain, lower brain, color spectrum, from left brain to right brain, and the depth of field, you might say, pattern recognition with brightness and color forms an image in like meaningful, meaningless, from forebrain, foresight to rear brain, hindsight, then that dimension is the third dimension, factors into it. So, again, some of you are up to date on that and been following this over the last year with my articles and links that go into it. And what we're talking about is the emerging global mind, you know, global conscience with a capital C, and how to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with a conscience. It's like psyche feedback, like biofeedback. You know, biofeedback, once you become conscious of any involuntary body process, you not only will to control it, you can't resist self-control. And it's the same thing with psyche feedback. When you become conscious of how you are conscious, with a conscience, that's like psyche feedback. You basically self-correct. It's the learning process, the creative process. We're talking about the processes of consciousness as the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves, how we own our own life, learning, health, business. It's the self-determination, the thrust of sovereignty, personal sovereignty, planetary sovereignty, how Earth is evolving to a unity conscience, the United Sovereigns of Earth, and what that will look like as far as I mentioned in one of my recent blogs, what that will look like as far as the United Sovereigns of Earth and entry into the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, full disclosure of the alien connection, you know, what's going on with our space brethren, and meeting up with them, and new technologies being released for free energy, holistic healing, and virtually a breakthrough, a golden age breakthrough. And we're kind of coming to that point. It's, you know, when I say see the good and to make it so, you know, keep the faith and make it so, I'm talking about all these trends in this direction. Of course, there's opposition. There's stinking thinking and paradigm paralysis that keeps a lot of people from going there, thinking that, you know, that this is not real because they don't see it now. And, of course, what we see now is a disintegration of that lockstep left brain mentality. You know, the old letter of the law that killeth the spirit of the law, and a lot of our institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, and that are serving their own purpose, you know, largely monopoly purposes, in a healthcare system that's largely 97.5% disease care, energy technologies that are waiting in the wings for free energy technology, clean free energy technologies, still being suppressed by big oil, and a governmental system that's largely owned controlled by the corporatocracy, which is these giant corporations, big oil, the big pharma, big banks, big medical industrial complex, and big government that's basically subservient to the corporatocracy behind the scene that owns and controls, you know, these institutions in a self-serving way for their own profit and profit and control of our social, political, and economic institutions. So that's all in transmutation. That's all in flux. There's a disintegration going on in the old paradigm, and there's reintegration with the new paradigm of holism, holistic health, a whole systems theory, you know, the principle of holism, health, and actually the word health comes from the ancient, the old Anglo-Saxon word hal, which meant sound or whole. And, of course, when you're a sound mind and body, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within you. So wholeness, Holy Spirit, holistic health, you know, the whole systems theory. This is a principle that has reached, you might say, a point of critical mass in the collective consciousness of humanity where we're moving towards wholeness. And you might say the divide and conquer strategies that are of over-specialization that keep us under-adaptable to the holy whole, those are going the way of you might say, paradigm paralysis. And when I say that, I mean that so many of our institutions are highly compartmentalized. You know, it's like astronomy took God out of the heavens. Astrology used to have God in the heavens. When I say that, God, as far as the geometry of divinity and the order of the universe and the harmonics of the unified field, it used to be common. And all the original astronomers were formerly astrologers. And it's just the science took, like I say, God out of astrology. It's taken God out of medicine, you might say. Energy medicine, like electrodiagnostics and acupuncture and quantum field medicine. Energy medicine is coming on strong. It's coming out in different forms, light healing, sound healing, energy healing of all different kinds all over the planet. And there's starting to be a recognition that a lot of our systems of healing are, you know, they're drug-based. The side effects are worse than worse than the disease itself. And we're looking, you know, at the revival of the principles of, like, homeopathy. Homeopathy was energy medicine. It was actually the leading system of medicine in the United States in the early 1900s. The best doctors, the most famous doctors, were homeopaths. I actually trained under Dr. Masamune Panos, who is an elderly lady homeopath, who was the former president of the National Center of Homeopathy. And her husband was a famous homeopath and worked himself to death earlier in the century. And her father was a famous homeopath and pretty much worked himself to death. They were the doctors in demand. They used energy medicine. Homeopathy is based on quantum field energy from circassing, you know, shaking and creating energy with like an herb that would or some other substance that would have the field would go into water or some medium with alcohol, but it would pick up the energy frequency, and then it would just use drops of that because the frequency itself would reset the energetics of the body. And the understanding of homeopathy, again, in holistic medicine, it has its role, especially with children who have a strong vital force and respond very well to homeopathics. I raised 4 children with homeopathics, and it really works in an amazing practical way, you know, for colds and flus and basic health conditions, you know, without drugs. They don't really need them. Children will recover very quickly as a general rule. There are exceptions to the rule when you need drugs, and we're not taught what those exceptions are. We're not taught that, you know, that drugs should be the exception rather than the rule. We don't grow up that way because the economics and the politics of drug-based medicine are far more complex than the science of what's good for people. And that's one of the subjects in the Thought Form of the Year for 2015 as far as a vision of healing the healthcare system with empirical-based information on what's working best for your health, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination that may include acupuncture, Ayurvedic medicine, or just, you know, essential oils or whatever. So that model is emerging, and the concept of it is, you might say, in a compartmentalized way all over the Internet. Now, integrating all this different information, you know, organizing information in formation so that you can easily access holistic health information for free and online is the subject of this article on Internet Health Breakthroughs with Global Telecare. So, I mean, imagine what it'll be like when you'll just be able to go to a website on the Internet. And this is what's evolving. This is the way it's moving in this direction. It's like the health foods industry is moving away from chemical isolates to make vitamins, and where they isolate the different vitamins and then put them together into a multiple vitamin supplement. They're moving away from that and moving towards whole food concentrates. You know, the idea, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food, not isolated elements of food to build health, but the whole foods themselves. And, I mean, there are a place for vitamin supplements, especially D3, you know, in the northern hemisphere, but we don't get much vitamin D unless you get out in the sun skiing or whatever. And then it's only a small surface of the body, you know, it's pretty hard doing sunbathing here in Montana on a, you know, when it's down near zero and you got a wind chill below zero. So vitamin D and other vitamins at different times, again, there's exceptions to the rule, but as a general rule, you know, as Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. So, you know, I wanted to go on the telecare a little bit, you know, just give you a vision of the future, where it's going, and, you know, to benchmark, you know, your healthcare practices and your healthcare disciplines with more of an understanding of holism, the principle of whole foods, the principle of whole systems theory with healthcare. You know, the body's holographic, it's a whole system. You can look at the whole body through the eyes, iridology. You know, I was an iridologist during my second holistic health clinic, and I had an iridology camera, and I would photograph people's eyes and do some other diagnostic stuff with questionnaires that had a computer questionnaire that would process with the computer that would take a lot of information from questions regarding clinical nutrition about the body. And people would come back, and I'd have the questionnaire printouts of what all your answers to the questions referenced in terms of what was going on in your body and what needed attention from a clinical diagnostic, clinical nutrition perspective. And while I was doing that, I'd have people look in the eyes because by then I'd have processed the color slides, put them in the slide projector, project them up on the wall in a darkened room and have people look themselves in the eye and go through where there was separation of tissues in the eyes, which corresponds to where there's different organs that are either congested, sick, or, you know, degenerate, and how as the nutrition questionnaire, you know, analyzed what needs attention, what the deficiencies are, what parts of the body are indicated. You could look and see the correspondence between what the questionnaire, clinical nutritional diagnostics indicated, and what the eyes indicated, and see that the same organs were involved. See another chart that referenced which vitamin deficiencies would and herbs would build that organism, and people would get on a program, and you would see 3 months later, 6 months later, you would see knitting lines in their eyes, little white lines knitting together, and where there had been degeneration in that organ system or part of the body. This is iridology that was taught in the Harvard Medical School in the 1920s, and the reason they stopped teaching it was because people could do it themselves. And back at that time, they were trying to make doctors gods, basically, instead of them being country doctors that would go to your home and trade a chicken for treatment or whatever, you know, barter. They wanted you to come to a doctor's office, charge them more, and basically give you a drug for whatever ailed you. And it moved, and since then, it's, of course, we've seen the medical industrial complex become bigger and actually killing more people a year, death by doctor, they call it iatrogenicide, than the military industrial complex. Most people don't realize that. Recent articles, I've actually had links to articles, websites with videos that go into great detail on how more people are dying from MD-directed medicine in the United States than any other factor, before even heart disease, before cancer, before guns. I mean, it's just a huge issue, MD-directed medicine, because it's at this point, it isn't yet. It's beginning to. A lot more medical doctors are beginning to practice integrative, holistic medicine, but it's going to be going in the direction of universal self-care, with global telecare, where people all over the world with their smartphones will be able to access a website, go through a gateway for their blood type, which is their metabolic type, and put in their current symptom profiles and get a vision, a clear vision of information that's indicated for your current symptom profiles and your blood type, which is your metabolic type, which is all the people in the world, basically, that are accessing and utilizing and giving feedback to this database. You'll be able to see what's working best, whether it be, again, homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, which combination of modalities and self-treatment or physician treatments are available. And when I say self-treatment or physician treatments, I mean self-care is 97.5% of healthcare anyway, what you do for yourself. When I say that, again, what you eat. Some people dig their grave with their teeth. And some people, you know, are conscientious in what they eat, and that they're not poisoning themselves with systemic toxicity. And this is an important issue, really important issue. Probably one of the most important issues for health of Western civilization is the toxicity in the food chain, the glucophosphates, the chemicals that are being used to grow our food, the pesticides. The fluoride in the water, the herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, chemicals in food, the processing of food with chemicals, food additives with chemicals that are toxic to the body, causing toxicity and weakening the immune system. And with a weakened immune system, where the toxins accumulate in the body, where there's the most sluggish tissues in the body, is where disease breaks out. That's the weakest link in the body. It breaks down, and you get disease, you get cancer, you get systemic fungal infection, bacterial infections, viral infections in parts of the body or the whole body as the whole system, immune system breaks down. And again, we've all got cancer cells in our body, but the immune system keeps it in check. Well, the thing that whacks the immune system more than anything else is systemic toxicity. And when I say systemic toxicity, again, food, water, air, chemtrails, I mean, it's just like a full court onslaught right now in Western civilization. So the article today, you'll see that after the Christmas letter link, now there's a link on a video. There's a movie official trailer for this movie called Microbirth, and deals with this toxicity issue in the environment and deals with the microbiome the biological terrain of the body. There's also a link there for the full 60-minute documentary. Then you can click on that now. If people are listening to the show, you can go listen, watch that video. It's very an important video for holistic health, for understanding the critical factor of your immune system and holistic health and what you can do about it. But that's a 60-minute documentary. You can click on that link where it says here, and you can watch that. And that you'll only be able to watch that, I believe, that link. It's just they're releasing this temporarily through the first of the year, I think through January the 2nd. You'll be able to watch that video, and I highly recommend you watch it. I'm going to be ordering it, the DVD of it, because it's really that important. And I highly recommend for anyone interested in holistic health, for their family's health, they watch that and become more conscientious in 2015. So, holistic healing in 2015, the emerging global telecare, what that looks like, what that means, how you can build health of your family. There's a lot of keynotes, information out there on the internet you can use right now in this regard. But what's coming is going to be clearly a vision for global holistic healing with universal self-care. And access the database that indicate if you need a doctor, which doctors locally or within even on the internet that you can access and consult that are indicated, you know, for your health condition if you want to go that route beyond self-care. So this is huge where this is going. And I wanted to emphasize again that video that I refer to, I like to think of it as the video of the year. It's that important. Because most people don't understand their microbiome, what's going on in their body for their health in terms of the microbes, the different microbes in your body that are symbiotic with your body. The whole, the, an entire microsystem of microbes in your body. And current science estimates that we have about 10 trillion human cells in our body, and 100 trillion microbial cells in our bodies. I mean, that's an ecosystem that is 90% microbial and is symbiotic. There's, you know, from the time we're born, from the time we're in the womb, there's a microbiome, an ecosystem being developed that will mature and develop the rest of your life. And what goes on in the body at birth, how important that is to your microbiome, and basically the bioenergetics of the environment in which your body can thrive. And it's just the video goes into that, and the one link provides that I provided goes into the article. It's actually the article with Dr. Mercola's website and dealing with this microbiome, what's going on in the body. And, for example, microorganisms in your gastrointestinal tract play an integral part in your health, affecting everything from body weight and nutrition to how you digest your food to chronic diseases of all kinds. And each individual's community of gut microbes is unique, and the groundwork for each person's gut flora is laid from birth. And how that happens, the video goes into that. Beneficial gut bacteria are very susceptible to glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, you know, Monsanto that puts on all these GMO foods. Studies have confirmed that glyphosate alters and destroys beneficial gut flora in animals, and even the mode of delivery affects the infant's microbial profile, you know, when a child is born. I mean, we're kind of, you know, humanity's kind of at a primitive stage of understanding what's going on in our own body, and the medical system really doesn't want people to know. They prefer people to be ignorant and just take, you know, drugs per symptom. You know, one drug fits all for anyone's symptom. Doesn't matter. They don't want people to know about their blood type and how one person's metabolic type that corresponds to their blood type is another person's poison. One person's food is another person's poison, as far as different blood types, different metabolic types. But as soon as you get into biochemical, biological individuality, then it becomes, you know, different drugs that don't work as good for some people as for others, And it complicates it for doctors who basically just want to be, for the big pharma, want to be drug pushers of, you know, drugs per medicine as a general rule. Again, there's exceptions to the rules. Doctors have saved my life on occasion with surgery and drugs. There's a place for it, but a strength in excess is a weakness. In other words, drugs for whatever ails you is a faulty paradigm, because sometimes the side effects are worse than the disease in some cases. So, again, there's informed choice is the future of the information age. The more information you have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. And if you haven't got choice, you haven't got any freedom at all. So organizing information along more enlightened lines to frame pattern recognition, you know, awareness and consciousness of what works best for your body type and your symptom profiles, your health conditions, that's going to become increasingly available universally on the Internet. And we're going to see different models of holistic healing rise to the surface as being the most efficacious for, you know, whatever ails you. And typically, usually, it's going to be an integrative method, integrative model that will integrate the respective strengths of the different modalities, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or whatever. And this is happening rapidly. I was just looking earlier today at all the international conferences of holistic healing, integrative medicine being held in the United States and worldwide, and doctors from oncologists to immunologists are beginning to use more holistic modalities and practical solutions like Prescriptisist, which is a probiotic based on 28 soil-based organisms. As the best probiotic on the market that I know of, and I continue to work and research in that field because I was a colon therapist about 35 years ago, and continue to work and keep up with the information. So people that are looking for gut health, which they say is 70-80% of the immune system, that's critical for reducing the toxic burden in your life and your health, then you'd be interested in more information in the Prescriptisist, the soil-based organism, which is in my Ultramedics webpage at Ultramedics. And I have that link on my website, Ultramedic Services, which is ultramedservices.com. So that's a big thing for strengthening your immune system. Again, there's two ways to look at your immunity. One is the toxic burden in your body caused by poorly digested food. And for people over 40 years old, they should be taking ideally a digestive enzyme or chewing their food extremely well. But if you're eating late at night, eating a big meal, digestive enzymes are critical. If you're eating under stress, digestive enzymes are critical. And you want to break your food down, and you want to have a good intestinal microbiome in your colon to break the food down. Enzymes in your colon, a good ecological terrain that's enzymatically rich, just like good rich soil, microbiologically biodynamic soil grows healthy, strong, nutritional plants. It's the same thing in your body. Your body's like a giant plant that grows out of your colon, the dirt in your colon. And so there's two ways to look at your immunity. One is, you know, the level of toxicity that's going into your system. And the other thing is, if you have a healthy colon, basically, then looking at the whole foods and nutritional, elements that you bring to your colon to be enzymatically pre-digested, broken down, and assimilated by your body to give yourself optimal health. So there's, again, this concept of the science, biological individuality science, is really, there's a lot of breakthroughs that are coming through at this time. It's with the Internet, there's a lot of information with a lot of research that's been cross-correlated and corroborated to show what I'm saying about the microbiome. Again, if you can imagine that our body is 90% microbial and only 10% human cells. It's just amazing. And this is what that article goes into. Again, I provided the link to the video and more information if you watch that video with the related information with the article with it. And I'm trying to make a point that that there's a vast amount of information that's coming out now to understand not only the physical body, but the bioenergetic body. There's a lot of information on energy healing, light healing, audio healing, sound healing, frequency healing, like the ultraviolet light that's being used to clear up pathogenic microbes in the body, like Ebola, like flu, like cancer cells, UV light, just like is used in the municipal water systems in many European countries. They use UV light to kill fungus and bacteria. Well, they're using UV light, and a few hundred hospitals in the United States, they have UV light units they can roll in and expose the body to it and kill microbes in the body. It doesn't hurt the rest of the body, but it's got, you know, it's ultraviolet light. Not only does it purify water of microorganisms, it purifies the body, which is, what, 80% water? You know, and it the blood and the body, you know, the UV units cleaning that up. And, but you never hear that about that in the mainstream media because they do not want to open the door to energy healing. According to the FDA, it's technically illegal. You can't heal with energy. You can't heal with frequency water. There's different waters, like called silver water, been on the market for years. And the reason that some of them work better than others is because they actually have frequency, ultraviolet frequencies, three octaves of B-flat below C frequencies, what some people call the violet flame. But there's different frequencies that you drink the water, and the water has a tetrahedral molecule that holds frequency. And water will hold frequencies of like this violet energy, violet flame, three octaves of B-flat below C is sometimes referred to as argon energy. But this violet frequency will actually kill microorganisms in the body. It actually doesn't kill them right out. It puts them into what's referred to as parasite paralysis because they don't reproduce with that violet frequency. What causes microbes to reproduce is things like sugar, things like caffeine, things like nicotine. Will cause microbes in the body to reproduce. But this violet frequency in water, you drink that every day for a few weeks, for a month, and you'll start getting incredible kill-off. They just don't reproduce. So they die off in, what, a few days, a few weeks. Microorganisms, you know, reproduce, but they don't reproduce. When they go into, like, a hibernation, and they just don't, you know, they don't reproduce, so they die off. And you can clean your body up of the biological terrain of your body up, the microbiome. Again, there's 10 to 1 or 9 to 1 microbes in your body to human cells. I've said that three times now. And of those microbes, a lot of them are just part of the good, healthy biological terrain, you know, the ecosystem of your body. Most of those, you know, 9 to 1 microbe cells are part of an ecosystem that's vital, has all kinds of critical roles on a cellular level, you know, throughout your body. But the pathogenic ones can be, like I say, with different things like frequency water, with different things like frequency light, UV light, different types of equipment that have different frequencies that for specifically the range of funguses or for specifically the range of viruses. Or specifically the range of bacteria. This is research going back to Royal Raymond Rife in the 20s and 30s was curing people of cancer. Some people know that story, but actually most people that are listening to the show are more enlightened, have heard of Royal Raymond Rife and have done, you know, or will Google that information and read about his life and how he invented the first microscope that was photographing live cancer cells. And found out which frequencies would zap him, and he would do biopsies from cancer patients, cured dozens of them with medical witnesses in Southern California, and was really had a model for healing cancer throughout the United States that was completely suppressed by Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex, with his laboratory burned down and one of his assistants killed, etc. It's a sad, sad story how the basically millions of people in the United States are dying with a medical system that is really a medical monopoly that's based on drugs for whatever ails you and has been suppressing all other alternatives for about 80 years. And so that's changing because it's killing us. This toxicity in the environment is killing us. It's like it's reducing population at an alarming rate. And there are alternatives, holistic alternatives. There are different types of holistic clinics all across the United States and especially in Europe and throughout the world that have integrated different holistic modalities and getting phenomenal results. I've talked to people that have worked through these clinics that have worked with 20, 30,000 people, curing them of cancer with different holistic integrative modalities over the years. I've had three holistic clinics myself. I was a little bit too high profile with some of my healing modalities that challenged, you might say, the lockstep medical paradigm of drugs for whatever ails you. And I've kind of toned it back. I'm just more or less talking about it now. I don't have a working clinic other than my online Ultramedic services based on self-care information and self-care products that you can use, like the Swedish pollen extract and the Prescriptuses. And if there's any two supplements that'll build health and your immunity and prevent disease or cure disease in therapeutic levels, it would be the Prescriptuses, the soil-based organism for the gut microbiome, and for the entire biological terrain of the body, the entire microbiome of the body. Your guts are critical. What you put in your guts, the food, and if your guts are messed up, you're going to have poor digestion. You're going to do more to toxify your body than any other factor. So soil-based organism probiotics are critical for everyone's health, especially if you're over 40, and especially if you've got poor digestion or have stressful work or whatever. And if you're going to be eating, if you're over 40 and eating if you're eating after 5 p.m. or later in the day and a big meal, take those digestive enzymes and chew it well, because it's really critical. Saliva begins breaking down the food, and working with your digestion is critical. Again, they're saying that 80% of your immune system comes out of your gut, because it's either blessing every cell in your body or it's cursing your body with toxicity that's creating an environment where disease can thrive in the biological terrain. So this should be taught, through school. They don't teach it. They should be taught in grammar school, to learn how to chew your food well. I mean, basic stuff should be taught all the way through. But we don't have a healthcare system. We have a disease care system. What's encouraged is that people are ignorant, so they don't build health and prevent disease, because there's no money in that for the medical industrial system. And I know that sounds cynical and pathetic, and it is. So I'm encouraging optimizing your immune system by taking care of your guts and feeding your immune system with the Swedish pollen extract. There's nothing like it, this nutraceutical-grade royal jelly. It's really important. I mean, I've looked at the body from a lot of different angles. Holistic health from the time of birth is really critical. Before birth, my wife with my children was the best prenatal in the world, is the Swedish pollen extract that she was taking throughout the pregnancy of my child and my children. And their immune systems were incredible. They hardly ever got sick, and that's what it does. Remember, it's the royal jelly, this pollen extract, that's what makes a queen bee. It's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's just this regular worker bee larva. When they need a queen bee, they give that regular worker bee larva this superfood, this royal jelly, this pollen extract, and they become like 5 times larger, live 5 to 10 times as long, and lay as much as their body weight in eggs every day for years. I mean, it's incredible. It's just like one of nature's miracles. And this is what it does in the body. It strengthens. It's like micronutrient rocket fuel for the glands, for the endocrine system. And it's like the micronutrient rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cell, which is the energy factory of the cell, which powers every cell in the body and the body as a whole, your energy systems. So that's why a lot of people can't take the pollen extract in the evening because they'll be laying awake in bed at 1, 2 o'clock. They just, it's not like they have a buzz or anything. They're just not sleepy. So some people, you know, again, are more sensitive like that, but I just recommend people take it in the morning. And I talk about that on a regular basis. I don't sell a lot of products as a naturopath with my radio talk show, but the two most critical ones, and I reference on a regular basis, is this Prescriptus, which is a real breakthrough, you know, with the colon, because it's got these soil-based organisms in. And the story behind that is this company was it's a small company. It's not in all the health food stores. People hear about it, and they health food stores will get it, and I supply it directly from the manufacturer that I've worked with for years. But this company, with the Prescriptus, they were a research company for 5 years, looking at all the clinical research all over the world on soil-based organisms. And which are the best ones? I mean, they would look at things like elephants would travel 100 miles through the jungle every few months to eat a certain dirt, and they would look at that dirt, and they'd research it and find out what soil-based organisms are in there that are really in the guts of these elephants that keep them healthy and huge for so long. And they would share that research with other researchers with soil-based or around the world. They did that for 5 years before they developed the process for manufacturing, for growing those, culturing those soil-based organisms and putting it in a product that's in this Prescriptus. So, I mean, it's an amazing story, and whether you're talking about traveler's diarrhea, you know, going out of the country and taking this with you, or any other reason where you've got, you know, messed up guts, I mean, it's amazing how this will reculture the dirt in your colon so it's really rich microbiologically correct for digesting your food, rich enzymes, etc. The pollen extract itself has more than 100 enzymes in it, and these enzymes help with the microbiological digestion of the pollen extract and the molecules the body can utilize that are hypoallergenic, you know, non-allergenic, but builds the immune system. They're the precursors to the hormones of the endocrine system, which strengthens the immune system. And a lot of people like to take the pollen extract, which is the powder in the small bottle. They like to take that a quarter teaspoon under the tongue because it's got the precursors, the neurotransmitters, and under the tongue, the saliva will mix with it, and it'll go, if you hold it under your tongue for a little bit, you'll go through the blood-brain barrier right into the brain, through the blood-brain barrier, because they're small molecules the way they're broken down. And there's subliminal precursors to neurotransmitters in the brain, you know, for basically brain activity. So I could go on more into the microbiome. I'll do that more into some other shows. The links on this are important. It's about that part of the show where I wanted to do a wrap so we can go into a meditation. I didn't want to drag this out for too long. Thank you so much for listening. As I often say, you know, keep the faith and your holism, and see the good, you know, see how you can be healthy and make it so. So God bless everyone into the new year. I hope you appreciate my vision of what it will look like with the global holistic healing self-care telecare, and we'll see you the first of the year. Thanks for listening. I'm going to have a little meditation now for about the next 10 minutes. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.